Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. When the final buzzer sounds, the medical story of this postseason will just be beginning. By the time any Stanley Cup Finals reaches its final game, most rosters include athletes managing injuries accumulated over a long season. Clearing someone to compete at that level is never a simple decision. It involves weighing short-term risk against long-term consequences and knowing the difference between pain that can be managed and damage that cannot be ignored. It is worth examining how those decisions get made, what the evidence tells us about competing through injury, and what recovery actually looks like when it is all over. The 8,220 Lower Body Injury 8,221 Label what it usually means in hockey. NHL teams are not required to disclose specific injuries beyond the vague designations of upper body, or 8,220, lower body, 8,221, a policy that protects both the athlete and the organization from competitive disadvantage. But for those inside sports medicine, the language is telling. Lower body injuries in hockey players most commonly involve the knee, with ligament injuries, including ACL, PCL, MCL, and LCL tears, and meniscus damage representing the most frequently managed structural conditions through a playoff run. These are not minor sprains. They are injuries that, in any non-playoff context, would trigger immediate surgical referral. Playing through them requires a carefully constructed combination of bracing, injection management, targeted rehabilitation, and daily reassessment, with the athlete, physician, and coaching staff collectively determining what is tolerable versus what creates unacceptable risk of further structural harm. How the 8,220 player sit 8,221 decision actually gets made clinically. The decision to clear an injured elite athlete for competition is never made on adrenaline alone. From a clinical standpoint, it hinges on a precise question. Is the remaining structural integrity of the joint sufficient to perform the demands of the sport without causing catastrophic, irreversible damage? Partial ligament tears, stable meniscus lesions, and bone bruising can often be managed in season with a combination of cortisone injections to control inflammation, hyaluronic acid to restore joint lubrication, and aggressive physical therapy to maintain the muscular stability that compensates for compromised passive restraints. Platelet-rich plasma, PRP, drawn from the athlete's own blood in 117, its own blood and concentrated for its healing and anti-inflammatory properties, is increasingly used in season to manage pain and slow tissue degradation without masking an injury to the point of recklessness. As described in the Spare the Scalpel registered trademark approach at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, alternatives to surgery such as PRP, physical therapy, and other types of injections may be used as first-line treatment. The risks athletes accept when they take the ice injured. Playing through a structural injury is never risk-free. An athlete with a partial ACL tear who competes on it risks complete rupture, a season-ending, potentially career-altering event, with a single poorly absorbed check or awkward pivot. A player managing a meniscus lesion under cortisone risks accelerating the cartilage wear underneath it, trading short-term performance for long-term joint health. These are trade-offs that are made explicitly and transparently in elite sports medicine. The athlete's informed consent, the medical staff's documented risk assessment, and the player's own tolerance and career context all factor into a decision that is far more nuanced than any post-game injury report suggests. The Stanley Cup represents one of sport's most grueling gauntlets, and the willingness to compete through pain is part of what defines it. What the treatment protocol looks like when the season ends. When the final buzzer sounds on a player's playoff run, the real clinical work begins. Injuries that were managed conservatively through the season are fully reassessed with fresh imaging, and the surgical calendar opens. For knee injuries that have been carried through a playoff run, treatment options at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush include ligament reconstruction, meniscus repair or meniscectomy, cartilage restoration procedures ranging from microfracture to osteochondral allograft transplantation, and orthobiologics, natural substances including cells, tissue and growth factors that stimulate regeneration, reduce inflammation, and restore joint function. For shoulder injuries common in contact sports, the shoulder procedure library addresses instability, rotator cuff damage, and labral pathology that accumulate across a long season. The goal always is to restore long-term function, not just get through one more series. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.